Are you struggling? Recognizing God's call in life's hardships, in the quiet corners of life, where pain lingers, dreams falter, and hope feels distant, many people unknowingly stand at the threshold of a divine encounter. Struggles, though unwelcome, often carry sacred meaning. They are not merely obstacles to overcome, but messages from God, gently calling us to awaken, reflect, and realign. The hidden purpose behind pain. It's easy to feel abandoned when life unravels. A lost job, a broken relationship, a health crisis. These moments can feel like cosmic punishment, but spiritually, they may be the very tools God uses to get our attention. As one article beautifully puts it, challenges aren't just obstacles. They're invitations to grow, reflect, and align with a greater purpose. Many spiritual traditions echo this idea. In Christianity, James 1:2-3 reminds believers to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. These trials are not random. They are part of a refining process, shaping character and deepening faith. Why we miss the call? So why do so many people fail to recognize God's voice in their suffering? Distraction. In a world of constant noise, it's hard to hear the still, small voice of God. Fear. Pain often triggers fear, which clouds spiritual perception. Self-doubt. Many believe they're unworthy of divine attention, especially when life feels broken. Cultural conditioning. Society teaches us to avoid discomfort, not embrace it as a teacher. But as one spiritual guide notes, challenges ignite your imagination. This is no coincidence. It is God's way of preparing you for a larger mission. Awakening through adversity. Spiritual awakenings often begin in the valley, not on the mountaintop. The journey through hardship can lead to greater self-awareness, a deeper connection to God, renewed purpose and direction, empathy and compassion for others. As people begin to reflect on their pain, many discover that what once felt like punishment was actually preparation. The missed opportunity, the heartbreak, the failure, they were all part of a divine curriculum. Answering the call. Recognizing God's call doesn't require perfection. It requires openness. Here are a few ways to begin. Pause and reflect. Ask, what is this struggle trying to teach me? Pray with honesty. Speak to God not with fancy words, but with raw truth. Seek community. Surround yourself with people who see life through a spiritual lens. Embrace creativity. Sometimes God speaks through art, music, or unexpected inspiration. Final thought. If you're struggling, it may not be a sign that you're lost. It might be proof that you're being found. God doesn't always shout. Sometimes he whispers through the cracks in our lives, hoping we'll pause long enough to listen. You're not alone, and you're not being punished. You're being called.